Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Americans left behind. That is exactly what the President of the United States of America has done after promising that he would not leave Americans behind. One family of a Marine killed in Kabul is so angry at Biden that they had to walk out of the room. The family member who stayed dropped a shocking revelation about the meeting, saying Joe Biden was basically obsessed with talking about his own son, who did not die in the line of duty but died of cancer. And other Gold Star families now furious with the President of the United States of America because they felt like this was 100% his fault. The president also lied to every man and woman in uniform, every family member that has a man or woman in uniform, and every American. Let me remind you of tough Joe Biden back in 2019. November the 24th, 2019, Joe Biden tweeted this out when he was wanting to be your president. Quote, "It's time we remember who we are as Americans. We treat each other with dignity. We leave no one behind, and we give hate no safe harbor." Well, no, that's not exactly what is going to happen with a actual Joe Biden presidency. Senator Kennedy, reacting to the Afghanistan withdrawal, which is now official, and you're supposed to celebrate our retreat from the Taliban, our defeat from the Taliban. Let me make that clear. Not our defeat, Joe Biden's retreat. No one wanted to do this, but Joe Biden was obsessed with it. One family member saying to Joe Biden, quote, "I hope you burn in hell." Families of the slain service members recall raw response to Joe Biden at the Dover ceremony, where he's been busted on camera, actually checking his watch to see what time it is, because apparently he was annoyed by having to be there. President Joe Biden's appearance at that dignified transfer of the remains of the 13 soldiers killed in Afghanistan on Sunday was sharply criticized, according to accounts of the ceremony by family members. One woman screamed as Biden across the tarmac, saying, "I hope you burn in hell. That was my brother." That, according to Mark Schmitz, the father of the 20-year-old Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who was killed in the suicide bombing attack outside the Kabul airport, speaking to the Washington Post. Schmitz said he attended the ceremony with his ex-wife, and he glared as he said the president spent more time looking at his ex-wife while he spoke about his son, Beau Biden, who died from cancer after leaving the military. I said, don't you ever forget that name. Don't you ever forget that face. Don't you ever forget the names of the other 12. And take some time to learn their stories. Biden, of course, never being wrong, right? Bristled at the comment from the man, and he said, I do know their stories. Smits is one of the family members, one of the many family members, who spoke out about their visit with Biden at the Dover Air Force Base. It's got to be difficult. I'm not saying it was easy at all, but you can't run up and hug somebody as if you had nothing to do with it. Another family member said, it's not going to work that way when you're commander in chief. Many indicate they grew weary of Biden talking about their son Beau Biden's death in an attempt to sympathize with the family or families of those who had gathered. When he just kept talking about his son so much, it was just my interest was lost in that. I was more focused on my own son than what happened with him and his son. I'm not trying to insult the president, but it just didn't seem that appropriate to spend that much time on his own son. Slain Marine Corporal Lance Riley McCollum's sister, Royce, noted that Biden's words did not comfort the family, especially her brother's wife, who is pregnant with their child. Quote, my dad and I did not want to speak to him. You cannot kneel on our flag and pretend you care about our troops. You can't blank up as bad as he did and say you're sorry. This did not need to happen, and every life is on his hands. Royce said her sister-in-law was also frustrated by the president checking his watch and speaking about his own son. Smith also said he was agitated by the president checking his watch as well. Couldn't believe that it looked like he had somewhere else he needed to be. We do have that video and that photo of Joe Biden checking his watch. What president of the United States of America checks their watch while service members are sitting there, their bodies, their families watching, and you're accepting the bodies because of a decision that you made and you check your watch? But hey, remember, this was all for the cameras, folks, because Joe Biden will get to say for the rest of his life, I'm the one that got us out of Afghanistan, because that's what this is really about, that type of narcissism. I'm the one. Yeah, the news the White House wanted you to be excited about is this news that the last U.S. plane departed the Kabul airport, leaving behind hundreds of Americans. They don't want you to think about that. The White House confirming, quote, we did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. After 2 decades ago, Joe Biden said, hey, mission accomplished, right? So what if some Americans are going to be left behind to die and be tortured, beheaded, hung from helicopters? That also is now happening. Took the Taliban 4 days to figure out how to fly our helicopters that we left behind, and now they're stringing people up and hanging them from those helicopters and flying them around the city. That is what the Taliban is now doing. The same Taliban that we trusted to protect us and our soldiers at the Air Force base, at that base in Kabul. The Pentagon confirmed that the last plane, and you're again supposed to be excited about this, left Kabul airport on Monday, ending the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan after 2 decades while leaving hundreds of Americans behind. Quote, I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. That's what General McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said to reporters in a media briefing. The last C-17 lifted off from the international airport on August 30th this afternoon at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. The last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan. McKenzie admitted that, yes, hundreds of American citizens have been left behind. I want you to think about our government right now. We left them behind. We left them behind on purpose, folks. We left them behind deliberately because Joe Biden is obsessed with a press conference that he wanted to have saying, I'm the one that got us out. And there were no American civilians on the last flight out because they were not able to make it to the airport. I want you to think about that. This is how weak our country is in just 7 months under Biden's rule. And for all you idiots out there that voted for Joe Biden because you were upset about Donald Trump's mean tweets. Donald Trump would have never left Americans behind. Donald Trump would have never trusted the Taliban for our security. Donald Trump would have never allowed our helicopters to be used to hang people and fly them around the city. Donald Trump would have never allowed our men and women to be attacked the way that they were attacked. I'm not saying that they wouldn't have had attacks on them, but the way that they were attacked, trusting the Taliban to protect us, Donald Trump would have never checked his watch at the tarmac. Well, the bodies are coming off the planes of American soldiers. But you guys were upset about some mean tweets from Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah, that's what this was really all about. Donald Trump said some mean things, had some mean tweets. The United States of America is admitting now that hundreds of American citizens have been left behind, and there were no American civilians on the last flight out because they were not able to make it to the airport. Quote, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get out everybody we wanted to get out, he said. Anybody going to answer for that? We don't leave one American behind. Joe Biden's president for 7 months, we're leaving hundreds or thousands behind to be tortured and butchered and killed. Think about that. It is astounding to me how much this administration has just flat out lied to you, the American people. This administration broke a promise to leave no American behind. They're now admitting that they don't even know how many Americans they left behind. They have no idea. John Kirby, coming out this morning, of course, going to a friendly place, MSNBC, was asked that simple question. And his answer, it's almost like they don't even care.
Joining us now, Pentagon Press Secretary, retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy, John Kirby. Admiral Kirby, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Do you have a sense this morning as you talk to people on the ground and you talk to people across the Defense Department about how many Americans remain in Afghanistan today?
I don't think there's an exact figure, Willie. We believe we got the vast, vast majority of American citizens out, something to the tune of 6,000 of them. And we think it's probably in the low hundreds that are still there. And there were also several hundred others that didn't want to leave.
Well, I love this, didn't want to leave. They're muddying the waters on this, didn't want to leave. And there's some people that maybe they really didn't want to leave. And if they really didn't want to leave, and that's fine, if that's their choice, right? That's what they decide to do, that they don't want to leave. But to group them together like, oh, well, there was a bunch of people that just didn't want to leave. Are you kidding me? We now have people, by the way, in our military that are now resigning. One Marine who resigned after being fired for demanding Afghan accountability said, we will bring the whole blanking system down. I am honorable. You can ask any Marine who served with me for 17 years. I dare you to ask them all and find out what I'm made of. We're just getting started. Had enough. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller on Sunday announced in a video that he was resigning his commission as a Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps following being fired as a battalion commander for asking for accountability from his senior leadership on the botched Afghan withdrawal. In his original video posted Thursday after the deaths of 13 service members, including one he knew personally, he said, I want to say this very strongly. I've been fighting for 17 years. I'm willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability. He announced in his video on Sunday after the enormous outpouring of support and debate over his video that he was resigning his commission as an officer in the Marine Corps. Shortly short of the 20 years needed to be eligible for lifelong retirement and medical benefits, he said, quote, I want to make the announcement today after 17 years, I currently not pending legal action, and I can stay in the Marine Corps for another 3 years, but I don't think that's the path I'm on. I'm resigning my commission as United States Marine effective now. I'm sure there's some Marine administrative message on how I'm supposed to do that, and I'll work through that, but I have forfeited my retirement all entitlements. I don't want a single dollar. I don't want any money from the VA. I don't want any VA benefits. I'm sure I'm entitled to 100%. I, you know, breathe on the smell of smoke of burning blank for years. I don't want any of it. All I asked for was accountability for my senior leaders. When there are clear, obvious mistakes that were made, I'm not saying we can take back what has been done. All I asked for was accountability for the people to comment on what I said and to say, yes, some mistakes were made. And had they done that, I would have gone back into rank and file, submitted and accomplished what I wanted this the morning after I posted my video, and I came into work. My boss came in and he asked me, what are you trying to accomplish? And that was a very tough question for me. And my response was, I want senior leaders to accept accountability. I think them accepting accountability would do more for service members and PTSD and struggling with purpose than any other transparent piece of paper or message. And I haven't received that. For the over $2 million that I would potentially receive in retirement for the rest of my life, for the however much extra the disability would be, I think that money should go back to all the senior general officers, because I think they need it more than I do, because when I'm done with what I'm about to do, you're all going to need jobs and the security. I want to be clear that I love the Marine Corps. I think, you know, there's a fascination with Special Forces over the last 15 years. Special Forces, people, they come in the middle of the night and they kill the biggest targets that the United States has. And I have much respect. I worked in Marine Special Operations Command for a year. But what I'll say, in the conventional Marine on the ground, who has the smell of burning blank, who when I was in Afghanistan, I was exposed to it so much that burning blank actually smelled like bacon and eggs. And I grew to enjoy the smell. Those people who are there every day don't get to leave the next morning or in the middle of the night, who go outside the wire, get blown up, bring their Marines back, and then go back out there the next day. They don't get the credit they deserve, and they deserve accountability. You have no idea what I'm capable of doing. To all the Congress and senators, every media station across the globe, to all the rich philanthropists, I appreciate the support, and I'm going to need your support. I don't need a single dollar. I just need every single person that's willing to go back outside the wire every single day to wear a blue collar and just go into work every single day and feed their families. Those are the people that I need. Follow me, and we will bring the whole blanking system down. I am honorable. You can ask any Marine who served me for the last 17 years. I dare you to ask them all and find out what I'm made of. We're just getting started. White House. Yes, we left Americans behind. Do we know the exact figure? Do we know?
Joining us now, Pentagon Press Secretary, retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy, John Kirby. Admiral Kirby, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Do you have a sense this morning, as you talk to people on the ground and you talk to people across the Defense Department, about how many Americans remain in Afghanistan today?
I don't think there's an exact figure, Willie. We believe we got the vast, vast majority of American citizens out, something to the tune of 6,000 of them. And we think it's probably in the low hundreds that are still there. And there were also several hundred others that didn't want to leave.
Well, and I know this is now a diplomatic mission, as you all have said, and this is for the State Department.
I mean, let's just throw it on them. Oh, well, there's a lot of people that don't want to leave. There's a bunch of people that don't want to leave. You want me to believe that there's a bunch of Americans that you guys were begging to get out, and they didn't want to leave? Give me a break. You think any of us are stupid enough to believe this? You know, a retired Green Beret who ran Kabul rescue missions said Americans trapped behind enemy lines turned back and fired at the Taliban. These are the heroes. The retired United States Army Green Beret who ran a daring rescue mission that likely saved the lives of at least 500 people who would have been trapped in Kabul by the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal said on Monday there are Americans and Afghan allies trapped behind enemy lines, including children, and that at least one group were turned by Taliban fighters who then fired at them. This idea that the Taliban was helping us get out, protecting us at the airport, is a lie. American University of Afghanistan students were told, quote, we have given your names to the Taliban and there is no evacuation coming. Let me read that for you one more time. This is Joe Biden, how little he cares about American lives. American University of Afghanistan students were told, we have given your names to the Taliban and there's no evacuation coming. Elections have consequences, my friends. Elections have consequences. And it's costing people lives now. And this president wants you to celebrate his surrender to the Taliban. And was checking his watch while our dead servicemen were being honored at Dover Air Base. I'll leave it at that. Make sure you share this. Please share this podcast on social media. Text it to your friends. Let them know about this so that more people will hear it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.